Here we are broadcasting the Chelsea Berry podcast, where we exclusively talk about Chelsea Berry 24/7. I'm here with Peter and Vicky Van Ness. And you should explain that joke.
Yeah, well, you seem to think that all we talk about is Chelsea Berry. Maybe that's because we put up things she did yesterday. I haven't talked about Chelsea Berry for what? 48 hours.
At least 48 hours. No. Chelsea Berry is an amazing artist. This is one of these things where, like, when I say something like that, you guys understand it's a joke.
But
it's funny. Like, Joanne Silva also does some music listings. There's sometimes duplicity. And sometimes I look at it, like, there'll be 4 or 5 days in a row, it's Chelsea Berry. And I'm like, who is her publicist? I want her. You guys are her publicist, I guess.
No, not even
officially.
No, we're just friends.
You admire her as an artist, and you.
Oh, I think of all the artists in this town that are right that now, could make it big.
She's gonna make it big.
You're gonna be able to say you saw Chelsea Berry in a tiny little venue in Gloucester, Mass, when she's playing stadiums, and you can't get a ticket for under $400.
Now, does she have a huge lesbian following? No, is that a fair question?
No, I'm the one with a lesbian following.
I am a huge fan of lesbians. I'm just saying, but is there something there too, or no?
I think when she first came here, she connected with a lot of the lesbian community, and they are her core of her fan base, but it's broadened.
I'm not saying that those are the only people that enjoy her music and everything, but I know, like, that was the chocolate night at the Alchemy there. Did she have a residency there, or was that?
She did play Wednesdays at Alchemy for a while.
And I think they called it Wine and Chocolate Night or
something like that. Yeah, Ladies Night. Yeah.
I was there one night for
Women, Wine, and Chocolate.
Women, Wine, and Chocolate. And I was there for one of those. The Alchemy Supports the Arts openings.
Right.
And just going through the crowd, it seemed like there was a lesbian flavored kind of a crowd that night, which is, hey, I like a lesbian flavored crowd. If anybody likes a lesbian flavored crowd, it's this guy. Especially the not. I'm a big fan. Like, if I was a lesbian, I would totally be the lipstick lesbian. I can identify.
You know a lot more about this than I do.
No, but I can identify with lipstick lesbians.
What the heck is that?
No, the ones that aren't so butch and stuff like that. The sexy, you know, the one that
they still look like chicks.
They play the female role in the relationship, and then there's the butch ones that play the. They take more of the responsibilities. The butch ones take more manly, like they mow the grass, or just the look that they're going
mow
for.
Mow the grass? Wait a minute.
You know, the manly
that
roles.
That's an awfully sexist comment.
You think so?
I do all the cooking, in our
house. I do all the mowing of the lawn. So
is that true?
Fuck?
Is that true?
Yeah. You know.
Do you really mow the lawn?
Yes.
Well, yeah. Or
I know you
John.
Do the cooking because you love to cook.
Or John does mowing, but yeah, I do.
Interesting.
You know,
we have this little thing in our house, you know, Mama fixes your train because I'm the one that fixes all the toys, all the candy things, you know.
So the day before Christmas, you're up at night assembling everything and everything else?
Well, we'll do that
together.
Yeah.
I mean, we do a lot of things together, but I mean, when it comes to repairing things or putting things together, it's Mom.
She's handy, I'm not.
Interesting.
I write the code.
You write the code and you do the cooking.
Yeah.
I do all the damn prep and all the cleanup. Does that
count? No. I clean up every night.
I don't want any divorces going on. That's very good, though. All right, but anyway, Chelsea Berry. What's the latest with Chelsea Berry? So we'll give her a little. We'll give her a little plug right here.
Well, you know, she has her new Kickstarter program was great. It went beyond what she had wanted to raise. She made an album. She delivered it, which is wonderful. Some of the people who raise money don't get you the CD unless you ask for it. She got everybody their CDs. That ordered it.
What do you mean?
Well, the way Kickstarter works is
if you raise the money. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then if the goal is met, you get the money. And in fact, when you pledge on Kickstarter to somebody else, they don't even take the money out of your credit card until the goal is met. And only if the goal is met.
Oh, I see. This is what I thought. I thought they didn't take the money out until the book was actually published.
No. They need the money to make the record or the book or whatever it is that they're going to do.
Oh, right,
So she met her goal and went beyond it. Then they charge a credit card. Hmm. And then she used the money to make what she said she was going to do with it, which is make a CD.
Of course, yeah.
And it came out very well. And then she had a little party. couple of days before the big snowstorm that people like to call Nemo. And you know, invited everybody. It was free, and we got our package there. You know, it had a CD and a T-shirt and all the things we got for our pledge.
Right, because there's different levels of sponsorships too. Like, if I know with EJ's book, you could, you know, X amount you got the book. X amount more you get a book and a poster.
That's
right. Yeah.
So anyway, so that's it. She had
great follow through.
She has great follow through. She had a great show at Shailin Lu.
Yeah.
And I hear it's pronounced Shailin Lu. Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I know some people call it shorten it to the Lu, and some people in Rockport are not very appreciative.
Well, you don't want to tell the people from England.
Meet you at the Lu.
Yeah, meet you
at the Lu.
Yeah,
heading to the Lu. Right? No, you haven't heard that?
I can understand why they don't like that, though.
I think Sarah Kelly from Rockport is the one who might have said that. Well, Good Morning Classic contributor.
We had John Butcher on Alan's show, Local Music Scene, and he says, how do I pronounce this? I'm playing that. I said, it's pronounced Shailin Lu. So I wrote it down, S-H-A-Y. And then I come to find out, no, that's wrong. Now he's,
I would have said Shailin Lu.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They say Shailin Lu.
Shailin Lu. Okay. Emphasis on the N. Shailin Lu.
Maybe we should get him on a podcast.
Who's that?
Shailin Lu.
No, it's a her.
It's a her.
Is it her?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. They're alive still?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very nice.
You know who knows her is Jan Bordenaro, because every time she comes to town, she stays at the Atlantis.
Oh, very nice.
So,
and you know, and the funny thing is, the people from Rockport, there was a big contingency that didn't want that to happen.
Right.
It's like, really?
Yeah, that was pretty.
And now you look
silly.
At it. Right. Yeah. We're not going to get into the whole, anti-development stuff, but there you go. Okay, well, next topic I'd like to talk about. Did you guys are probably not big sports people, but did you see the Bruins, the Rene Reinkart when he sang the national anthem and he let the people sing, how touching that was?
That was amazing.
And then Big Papi yesterday when he swore.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
I didn't see that.
I did.
You know, he held them up. This is our fucking city, is what he said.
Uh-huh.
And, and they didn't bleep it. And the FCC issued a statement saying that they did not have a problem with him saying that word because he was, in their words, because he was speaking from the heart. Now, is that amazing to you?
That is amazing.
I like that.
I love it. I absolutely believe it. Anybody that likes a swear word, no one appreciates a swear word like me. But do you believe that that opens up a can of worms for them?
Huge.
For the FCC?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be on their legal team.
Right?
No way.
Yeah. I mean, that just opens it way up.
I mean, why?
I thought GMG was the only place you could swear and get away with.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy about this fucking A. I love it. So, that was very interesting to me. Now, we're going to talk about something that you guys are involved with. Let's talk about some potential.
Potential.
A potential event that could be coming to Gloucester this summer. Is that what we're talking about? Is that where we're going?
Okay, well, we've done, five or six big outdoor events in Gloucester over the years, and we want to try to do Celebrate Gloucester again this year. So we're trying.
Where are we at right now in the process? Because we want to give respect, because you have a...
There are some permitting issues, there's some talent issues, there's some logistical issues, and then there's money.
So those
have to get resolved.
So we reserve Stagefort Park for July 13th.
It's the Saturday after the 4th of July weekend.
With all respect to the councilors who haven't heard this and think that you're not being presumptuous.
No.
But the first thing you have to do is you have to make sure the space is available. So
first thing you do is you call Mark Cole and you say, Mark, can we reserve the park?
Pencil us in. So we're penciled in.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're not inked in. We're penciled.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
So if everything falls into place, we'll have a concert.
And Stagefort Park. What a spot.
It's a beautiful spot.
Well, you guys had the... Were you involved with the Blues Festival, right?
Well, we helped promote it. And then we blogged from it all day, remember?
I blogged. Ed, by the porta-potties.
Yes,
was that your photo?
Right. That was us.
Because he said he was such an integral part of the thing. Yes, look, Ed's guarding the porta-potties.
Ed's guarding
very important, very, very important position right
we
there.
We did that entire thing with this... a hotspot that you can get on your phone.
From Sprint.
Oh, you pay for... How much is it extra?
I think it was like $12.
A month?
A month. But it's no commitment.
No commitment.
You can turn it on, turn it off.
Oh.
So we turned it on.
You could do it for a one-time use.
We did it for 1 month.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so we did that, and we, you know, so when we need it, we just.
I am
turn
so
it on.
Upset with. Can I talk about how upset I am with myself? Because I've been going on these vacations, and the three vacations I've gone on, I have had no Wi-Fi service, so which means I can't blog from when I'm on vacation. Which, you know, some people say you shouldn't be doing that anyway, but it's maddening not to have access to Wi-Fi, your Wi-Fi signal. And a lot of these places, it was just like if I held my computer up. And stood on my tippy toes and twisted five times, I might be able to get one bar on my laptop and then it would go out immediately and just like...
You could just get a hotspot
I know, because I was willing to pay
people. But you have to have bars. I mean, there has to be good cell service.
Well, yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, your hotspots...
No, there was cell service. There was no Wi-Fi service.
I
didn't have a password to use. Right. Like around my mother's condominium in Naples, I saw all these... These people had to have Wi-Fi. I didn't know how to hack them.
Oh, man. You should have called Vicky. She's great at that.
You could have done that.
Sure.
Oh, my God, Vicky, now that you tell me this. But yeah, I would have gladly paid
$12. You're such a friendly person. Couldn't you go make friends?
Just knock on the door.
I said, listen, I'll pay. I told one guy, I says, listen, I'll pay your whole monthly internet bill, $30 or whatever it is, if you just give me your access code. And he acted like he didn't. He didn't have a Wi-Fi, even though I saw his name on the friggin' thing. You know, I'm like, oh God. So, yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know you could turn it on, turn it off. I thought it was part of the contract.
That's how we did. We were backstage, you know, when these guys were coming off the stage, and we'd get them all sweaty and, you know, in a great mood. And the Dickie Doo one was great. You know, I told him he was better than his brother, and it just got him going.
That's fantastic. So Celebrate Gloucester is a potential go.
It's a potential go.
And the one, and they're always fantastic. The energy. Any what bands or artists, can you talk about any bands or artists that you are pursuing or have already told you, verbally kind of said, I would be part of it?
Let me tell you who we're not getting that we really wanted to get.
Who?
Cyndi Lauper.
What? Oh, really? Yeah. Well, how is she even in the mix, in the consideration?
Oh, she's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's totally making a comeback.
She played at the White House recently. You should hear her now. She's better than she's ever been.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
But why? But what brought her to your attention for Celebrate Gloucester? Because you just like her person?
Oh, okay. We're always looking to see who's out there, who's trying to make a change, and you know, different people, what their dates are. You know, you're constantly looking at where they are. So if you can get a routed gig, they're cheaper. Meaning if they're
it's on their tour schedule. I see. Yeah.
So you have to kind of look at where they are and. We had a friend that knew him, actually a next door neighbor.
A former neighbor.
Yeah. So it's like, nah, doesn't
work.
Oh.
Scheduling. Doing a birthday party.
But we can't talk about who we might get because the price will go up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You know, we'll have to pay
that's
more.
Fair. That's fair.
You know, all right. He could be listening.
Yes.
That was a clue.
Ooh, there's a clue. Narrows it down, huh?
Well, I'm assuming you talk about Henri Smith.
No.
Like, he's your boy.
Yeah, I love
Henri's
him.
Your boy.
Oh, yeah, we had him last time.
He just seems to be getting better and better.
Absolutely.
He's like a fine wine. Yeah. Like, he was at Ed's coronation at the and oh my Lord, he rocked the house. And I just...
Now, did you go to that benefit we did in Beverly at the new Larkham Theater there where he played with Charles? I didn't see you there. And you're tall. I would have seen you.
I don't get out much.
No. But wait, for Celebrate Gloucester, you will get out because we're going to need you... To do that, good afternoon, Gloucester. That was so good.
Gloucester, little emceeing. I'm going to spell you off there every once in a while. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Good.
So, ice cream season is coming. This is the topic I wanted to bring up.
We love ice cream.
Do you like ice? Now, are you frozen yogurt people or are you ice cream people?
Ice cream.
Have you tried pink berry or orange leaf?
No.
Do you know the whole concept behind them?
Yes.
That they are... They sell it as it's yogurt, frozen yogurt, but then they have 5,000 condiments that are nothing but pure sugar.
Right.
Like they are vehicles to put candy on top of, that you can act like you're eating healthy. But my wife is a freak for them, and they're very popular. Like even in the winter, the one in North Beverly, they have a pink berry in North Beverly, and we were there yesterday. The line was never ending, and it was cold yesterday.
Yeah,
they're hot right now. This is the trend.
But it won't happen in Gloucester. You know that.
No, it is.
Really?
They signed a lease at... we actually broke the news in January because we just happened to be on the Orange Leaf website looking for locations that were close to us. And we saw one that had Roger Street, Gloucester address.
Oh, that's right. I saw that. Yeah.
And so I Google mapped it, and it showed you exactly where it was Mac Bell's in the Walgreens Plaza where they used to do the water, and they had that shell of a building. They're starting to do the work there now. So Orange Leaf is coming there.
Right. Yeah, but look at Igloo wasn't able to make it.
I think this is a different, this is a trend. Like if you go to New York City, there's a Pinkberry on every other corner, and they're all packed. Mm. So
you think it's going to be like the Starbucks?
I don't know if it's a fad, but I know that there's something there. And people rave about Cafe Bisco's frozen yogurt.
Mm.
Yeah, that's actually true. You know, John gets shakes made from it, and he loves them. They're very good.
When we broke the news about the Orange Leaf, a lot of people had written in. That's the only reason I know about it is people had written in saying, you have to go to Cafe Bisco and try their frozen yogurt.
We got
to
go there anyway.
Cafe Bisco is a good spot.
Yeah, good spot.
That's a place that for no other reason, I don't know what the reason is. Because there's just so, I guess it's because there's just so many great places to eat around town. They have great salads.
Yeah.
They have great sandwiches. Yeah.
Interesting people, too.
Hardworking.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Good.
Very, very fresh food.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. I mean,
we're not their publicist either.
No, we're not. No. We're not there. We're not getting free sandwiches. But they are.
Can we work on that?
I listen to a couple podcasts. One of the podcasts I listen to is the Tony Kornheiser show. It's mainly sports, but a lot of other like national stories. And his mantra is the reason that we do this isn't for the money; it's for the free sandwiches and great seats at restaurants, and to be able to help our friends and destroy our enemies. I love that. I love.
That's good.
And they say it all the time. And it's just like, it's not about the money. It's to be able to help our friends and destroy our enemies. And get a good seat at a restaurant, which I think is good. Are you guys participating in Earth Day in any way?
John and I did the eco tour.
You did it?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
How was it well attended?
It was actually well attended. More adults than kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good concept. It needs to be tweaked. And I think they know it needs to be tweaked.
Okay, now here's the question, because I did the interview with Nancy Goodman. You did an interview with her, and then we actually had back-to-back videos with the same information probably.
Yeah.
But I was away on vacation, and I was getting press releases for this fucking daily. And I was at the and in my email, I had a vacation response that said
please,
you know, if you have a thing, just.
I like your vacation response, because if it says you don't know I'm on vacation, you obviously don't read the blog.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, that was like, okay, good.
So, and I kept getting the things, and I was on vacation, and to post from my cell phone is possible, but very difficult and time consuming, but I can do it. So I posted one of their things, and I get an email from the lady saying, I didn't see my post, and it was the day before. I'm like, so now I'm vibrating a little bit. On my vacation, I search the blog, find the post, copy the URL, which, as you know, to get copy a URL on a smartphone is not easy.
Right.
Send it back to her, says, here it is. She replies, I'm sorry. Another person from the organization sends me the press release literally a half an hour later saying, can you please put this on your blog? Now it's been on the blog. So if you're a fan of the blog, you've seen that it's on the blog already. Mm-hmm. So that means you don't fucking read the blog. Which I already have. I have a problem with anybody that doesn't read the blog. And I'm like, so she obviously got the vacation response saying, don't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, don't bother me. And she sent it again. And so I lost my shit on her. And I sent her an email saying, I wish you nothing but the best of luck on this. Please, for the love of God, respect me, my time with my family and stuff like that. Really, really, really nice people. I really wanted this thing to succeed. Mm-hmm. But then I got back from vacation. I actually read the press release. And the press release says that they're going to go to 8 different businesses and read about what they're doing to save the environment and solve puzzles and then go back and have a party.
Right.
And to me, this is not... And again, awareness is always great and everything. But to me, Earth Day is picking up an area. You know what I mean? Going to some location and making an impact on the environment or something. And the question I asked her during our interview was, Wouldn't it be, or maybe it was before the interview, maybe you should get the yellow bags from the DPW and along the route, pick up along the route so something's getting done. Was the yellow bags was the basically the long right. way to get to the story. Did they hand out yellow bags? Did anybody pick up anything on the
no.
Equator?
Oh. No. No.
So they didn't take it under advisement.
No. But they took it under advisement.
Yeah. And
they,
yeah.
But I think, you know, what they were trying to do was broaden that you could change your everyday life with these green changes in your life.
And that's
so
true.
So that you're doing something more than just Earth Day.
Right,
right. That you're changing the Earth.
And you know what? I mean, that awareness could actually do more of a, if you change one person's lifestyle for a life, that's going to be more impact than 20 people.
Yeah, especially for the kids. Like, you know, John learned about stuff he didn't know about, we didn't know about. And maybe when he's, you know, 20 or 30 or 40, he'll put some of the stuff into practice.
Well, yeah. Like Jim's Bagel Shop.
Mm-hmm.
They compost all their trash and it goes to Black Earth Hauling. So if you're making a choice of going to Jim's Bagel Shop or someplace else and you're trying to make sure that, you know, you're doing something good for the earth, that's where you go.
Perfect.
You know, if that's what you're trying to, if you're trying to change your consumption, your habits, maybe that's what you're trying to do. You know, as we all know, Mark Madonna's building, you know, Lat is probably the greenest building in town.
Yep.
And that's where you ended up. I mean, and you know, he had to pick one thing, you know, his solar hot water heater system, you know, that he has.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that's just one of many things.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one that I had no idea what they did was the health service group on Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
They have non-toxic office cleaning products. Oh. Didn't even know they existed.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know they were there.
It was
the
orange stuff. It's made out of like citrus or something like that.
But I mean, they actually sell it out of there.
They sell it out
they
there.
They sell
okay.
it
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
we don't
I did,
clean our office. Obviously, which, you don't.
Forget it.
But I mean, yeah. I've driven by them so many times, I had no idea that you could actually go in there and buy stuff.
I didn't either.
So, I mean, that was one thing I'm like,
what was the thing? Because I saw Northeast Cleaners was on there. What was their pitch?
They have biodegradable plastic bags.
Oh, so the things that wrap your
yeah,
your
garments.
So they're not sticking around forever.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
let's
man.
Mill River Consulting was that they have
rain capture.
Yeah, rain capture.
Rain capture systems.
Oh, cool. So, you know what? One of my when we did Earth Day last year, we picked up around the dock and we got a ton of bags. If there could be one thing that I am one of these people that I hate government getting involved with business because they just try, it always seems to screw it up. But styrofoam cups, like Dunkin' Donuts cups and
yeah.
and plastic bottles. If there was a way to do away. Because those styrofoam cups are around and they get underneath the bushes and then the brush and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go anywhere forever.
Yeah, for a long
time.
But
you know the problem though, if you have anything that is biodegradable, it has a shelf life, very short shelf life, and it has to be in a controlled environment.
I'm talking about paper cups.
Yeah. Right.
For coffee, just coffee cups alone.
No, but right. just... I know I'm going back to Mark Madonna, but he had these biodegradable, this
yeah.
is really funny. He has a party every year on the beach in Magnolia, and he had these plates that were biodegradable. But the problem was he had left them in his trunk, which they got hot, so they started to so you have to keep them in
right,
a
right.
controlled environment, which to me kind of defeats the purpose of
right, yeah.
them being...
Yeah, yeah.
But styrofoam is a problem.
It's a huge problem.
And there's a problem making it. I mean, byproducts of making it are not good for the ozone and the styrofoam
like a reusable
itself.
Styrofoam cooler. That's
well, that's
built,
different.
That's
right.
I'm talking about
the
Dunkin' Donut
right.
cup that everybody gets every day
yeah.
that just...
Well, you know, the cost
yeah.
of the problem
I mean,
is...
It's, but I don't see that as... Is it a huge difference in cost between
a paper
cup and a styrofoam
right.
cup is a huge difference?
Huge
yeah,
difference.
That and it doesn't keep it as hot.
I think people can get. I think
get past the hot
I can get past
no,
the hot
it's the
cost.
It's the cost. It
is
and,
that.
And
but
that.
When you charge, I'm not going to knock it. Okay, We'll stop right there. Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe you know.
I like. I'm going to say this.
Fix this.
I like. Yeah, man, I like. Okay, so I'm going to give props to the lone gal who uses paper cups. I'm going to give props to Cape Ann Coffee that uses paper cups
right.
and Pleasant Street Tea and Coffee Company who uses paper cups. And I'm sure
and
they
all
I'm sure the Willow Rest does too. What?
They all have
and they all have
right.
the best coffee in town.
Right.
So there you go. You know, get your coffee there and don't get so you don't have to get styrofoam cups as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. What do you guys, anything other, you guys dialed into the city. So any events coming up that people might not know about, not, you don't necessarily have to be involved with it, that are going to be, that you're looking
forward
to?
Well, there is another Blues Festival this year.
There is?
Stageport Park, August 10th.
Who's running it?
Well, Bob Hastings and his friend from Maine, Paul Benjamin, and the Chamber is a sponsor.
And Chamber sponsor.
So it's it'll be, like last year, it'll be great.
They have a date already?
August 10th.
And you can buy tickets starting
you can already buy tickets.
Buy them now?
Yeah, you can already
buy
tickets.
And they're a lot cheaper in advance.
Oh, really? You know what the website is?
GloucesterBluesFestival.com.
Do you have a link to it on GimmeSound.com?
I think we
for
do.
The date, we do. It's not going to be... You know, we should...
To buy
the
tickets? Well, I don't know. I'm not trying to put pressure on you. I'm just trying to say so that people are interested. And if you just said that they can get the tickets much cheaper, that we want to be able to push people in that direction.
By the time they hear this.
Send me the link. I'll put it in the in the notes of this podcast when we do it.
Yeah.
So there you go. Are you guys going to show up for the rubber duck race? Do you know about the rubber duck race?
I've heard little bits. I haven't heard all of it, but it's going to be at Good Harbor Beach, right?
If the footbridge ever gets fixed, it's going to be at Good Harbor Beach, yeah.
Wait a minute. Now I have a question
what do you
for
mean,
you.
If?
I talked to Melissa Cox. Oh, did you know Melissa Cox broke the news of her candidacy on the blog, on the podcast yesterday?
I did.
I thought that
yesterday.
Was awesome. Really happy about that.
We actually drugged Melissa out yesterday. John and I were having a tough time with the clues, so we knocked on Melissa's door and said, "You have to help us." So she helped us.
Nice. Nice. She's awesome. Love her. What were you going to say something, though?
Okay, so you've been following the repairs of the footbridge.
Well, there hasn't been any repairs yet.
But you saw how much they budgeted for the repairs of the footbridge?
$72,000.
Yeah, now you're a business owner. You have the ability to build stuff yourself. Don't you think that's a little expensive?
I would say yes but the way she explained it initially, right? If you said $72,000, and what I saw is, I thought just a couple of cross braces and some planks on the top and you're done with it. But what she said is that they're going to be taking this down to the pilings, and they're driving new pilings and they're taking this thing down to the base. So if that's the case, I don't think it's too expensive, you know, especially as a, you know, civic project with these kind of people that you have to hire, as opposed to if someone else was getting it done, that, you know, you could, you know, Joe the contractor to do it. They could probably do it for a little bit less money, but because it's a civic project, they probably have to follow some certain guidelines. It's on the waterfront and stuff like this. There's going to be engineers involved. I don't think so at all. If they're going down to the base, like Melissa said.
But they're not going to go down to the base before May.
They didn't necessarily say it was going to be done by May. She said that my estimate of the end of May was a little aggressive. So it's probably
but that was posted in the Gloucester Times from
mayor. I didn't know.
The desk, it said that they would have it up.
How long ago was this?
This was a few weeks ago when they announced the price that they would have it open by
Memorial Day or something?
Yeah, Memorial Day maybe. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
That was a target. I mean, you never know. You know.
Yeah, we don't want to put, I don't like, I'm not trying to put these people on the spot or anything like that.
No.
I think they must realize how important that is to so many people.
The rubber ducky besides there.
It's the perfect, we're not going to do it until that place is open because it's just the perfect, everybody, you know, I envision a cookout along the banks there, you know, with that little, thing, and then have everybody hang out, build up the excitement to it, and then have the rubber duck race. And
but now you're in the protected areas of Good Harbor Beach, right? Aren't you? Isn't that by the dunes area?
No, not really. Actually, it's away from the dunes. It's more towards the big Chinese house there. What do they call that house? The postcard house.
You want to do it more on that other side?
The land where it empties out towards the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a spit of land that kind of comes out like a tongue or almost something like that. Like that, I think I figured everybody would be there. And you go on the outgoing tide and you have people, we're going to have like Paul Morrison and other people in scuba dance. These aren't going to, we're not going to let all the rubber go, you know, off into China and stuff like that. We're going to collect them.
Collect them at the end.
But yeah, that's the idea. Go that way. Go out. You think it was going to come in?
Yeah.
So this will be an annual event. It's got to be.
Right?
This will be like Bikini Speedo Dodgeball.
Horrible's Parade. Half the money gets raised. It's going to go to them. Half the money to the winner of the thing. And we'll have a cookout. It'll be a blast. It's going to be a great time. No?
That'd be great. Love it.
Simple. Yeah. You know, yeah, everybody, right. Potluck, everybody brings something down there.
It'll be a good celebration of getting that bridge fixed.
Yeah. Oh.
Ooh, don't you think?
Peter Van Ness. Boom. Yeah. So when they have the bridge, maybe I'll talk to Melissa and maybe she could put in a motion that in celebration of the bridge being.
There you go.
There you go. Perfect.
Bridge opening party with the rubber duck race for the four. Horrible's parade.
Perfect. Perfect.
Ah, Peter Van Ness, Vicky Van Ness.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Just brilliant. I hope I didn't blow the mic. I hope I didn't blow people's eardrums out on that.
Well, this big old mic looks like it's still standing.
The big penis mic.
The penis mic.
I'm compensating for my small penis with this mic. I'm going to put a picture of you guys in front of the mic. I'm not going to do it so that from the perspective that Vicky's mouth is around the head of the.
Oh my gosh. The,
no, I promise I won't do that. I'll put Peter's that way. Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh.
The Good Morning Gloucester podcast, April 21st. For Peter and Vicky Van Ness, this is Joey Schimitaro. Thanks for listening along with us.
Thank you, Joey.
Bye.